With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Agriculture could be a great fit for young men and women returning home from service. Veterans interested in farming and ranching can learn more at the second annual Answering the Call Conference in Hastings, Nebraska. Jordan Rasmussen with the Center for Rural Affairs says it's an opportunity to connect with others who have converted their military skill into a career in the field.
That sense of service that occurs as a member of the military is something that translates into how you approach your work as a farmer. Farming can be seen as a solitary vocation. That's not really the case. Instead, there's a comradeship that's similar to military service that exists in agriculture.
Rasmussen says veterans will be able to learn more about the programs and resources that can help them get a start in agriculture. And they'll cover other topics for those already in the business, including conservation and diversification.
Whether that be agritourism or, in addition to your row crop growing, more of a cash crop like pumpkins or something of that nature. And so helping them to identify different avenues for resource development is part of what we're trying to accomplish here.
The March 24th conference is sponsored by the Center for Rural Affairs and Legal Aid of Nebraska. By the way, it is a free event, but pre-registration is required, and they ask you to do so by March 16th. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.